Okay, so let's start on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, just two lines in the bottom there. Let's give ourselves a little bit of a running start to finish up to the Mishnah. So the Gemara says as follows: Tanu Rabbanan, Kinsa Rishon, the Shem Yisuin VeYeshla Edim Shol Nistera. So the first person, right? We're talking about scenarios where she was remarriage. So what happened in the first marriage? She was married to Shem Yisuin. And then, Yeshla Edim Shlo Nistra, but they have witnesses that say they never had a yichud, right? Every marriage, the way to, and there's a big machlokus in the Mishonim, actually, how do we determine what is considered Nisuin? And one of the shitos that Nisuin is chuppah, others assume that Nisuin is really yichud. This big machlokus between Ashkenazim and Sephardim, actually. Sephardim wait until way after the wedding, oftentimes, to have yichud, as opposed to Ashkenazim do it right away. But the bottom line is, let's assume that they had nisuin, they had chuppah, let's say, you know, but they didn't yet have yichud. We have edim that they never were nistra, they were never by themselves. So if they're never by themselves, what does that mean? It means they never had bia, which means she's probably was a basula, right? Inami nistra v'losha sakade bia, or they had yichud, but it was too fast, right? They go to the yichud room and 5 seconds later the photographer comes and says, "Let's go. Time for pictures." So I never had a chance to have enough. Right, the amount of time for yichud, different shitos, and they've shown him how long yichud has to be. But the assumption is that amount of time is the amount of time, the minimum time it would take for the two people to be able to engage in tashrish shemitah. So let's say they had yichud, but it wasn't really yichud because in the end of the day, it wasn't enough time. So in each case, in those two cases, ain hasheni yachal liton tainas besulim. So in that case, the second husband after this first marriage took place, and then either have Edom they never had yichud, or that the yichud was super short and was not enough time. So then the second husband, when it comes time to marry her and she gets married a second time, he can't say, you know, basically when they're finally together and say, wait a second, she didn't have psulim, you know. You know, forget it. You know, there's all mistakes. You can't say it's a mechatos. Why? Sharei kanser rishon, because she already had nisuin. Okay. So, and what does that mean? Sharei kanser rishon. Look at Rashi says in the bottom. Balav ladash shenivala. Okay. So there are edim that she didn't yichud, but she was nisei. She had nisuin. And any woman who has nisuin, there's an assumption that a woman who had nisuin is going to be in a situation where she already had tashmish. Amar Rabba. So Rabba says, Zosam, what do you see from here? Zosam Eres. You see from here, Kinsa Becheskas Pesula Venimses Beula Yesh Laksuba Klubamana. Right? The whole question has been until now, what happens in a scenario where a woman was married with a chazak, an assumption that she was a Basula? So she gets 200. And then it turns out she's a Beula. So what do we say? Do we say, Mechachtaos, forget it, no Ksuba at all? Or do we say, no, she's like a Beula. And Beula gets 100. So Rabbah says, you see from this case, right? From this case, from this brisa, that if a woman is married with an assumption that she was a basula, and it turns out she was a ba'ula, that she still gets 100, right? Because this is exactly the case here. She gets married with a sort of an assumption, there were edim, that she was never had yichud, and it turns out that she is a ba'ula, that he can't say, ain lo tanis basula, right? He doesn't have tanis basula. So it seems to be a good proof of this concept. So Rashi Amar, so Rashi says, wait a second, not so fast. So responding to Rabbah, Be'alma la'olam imalacha leis lakla. No, really, maybe we say in general, if it turns out that she was a basula, and turns out that she's actually a ba'ula, so maybe she really usually gets no money, right? It really gets no ksub at all. Be'shani hacha sharei kinsarishon. But this case is different because she already had nisuin, right? Meaning, this case is unique because she already had nisuin. Since she already had nisuin, that's why we say in this case, look, there's already, okay, yeah, you have edim that she, that they never had yichud. But lamaisa is a person who had nisuin already. So maybe in that scenario, that's when we're a little more makel and say, you know what, give her the 100 at least, right? Because at least he should have had some knowledge, some understanding, you know, that she had nisuin already. Fine. So don't go so fast. So the Gemara says, "Wait a second, but Necha Shema Tachtav Nizinza." Well, maybe in this scenario, we should be nervous that maybe she was Mizana when she was already engaged to him. So meaning, and what's this concern? Look at Rashi. Rashi is v'necha Hashem as tacht of zinsa. Rashi is amas nisim, but the change of language to brisa. Right. This is a question on the brisa. Why the katani in a sheni yachalit on tanis pesum? In a scenario like this, where we say that he's not able to say, right? Case such that we just talked about, we say in lo tanis pesum. He can't say, you know, I thought you were besulim and you didn't, and now mechachtos. Right, v'lo meskalkin alei la'v'lo bezdin. Right, and because of that, since he doesn't have tanis pesum, and such doesn't mean he he's not free to pay zero. But it also means there's no reason to go to bezdin now, right? V'lo yisbayer hadaver in tachtav zinsa imlo. So if you don't go to bezdin, what's going to happen? There's no back and forth. There's no conversation. We're not trying to understand what happened. In which case, we're not going to know, right? We're not going to find out how she became a bu'ula. Where's the mission she came up with because she was with this, you know, she had a previous husband. We have Eidim that she wasn't. So now it turns out, so you say, there's no time to speak to him because she was married already. Really? But if you put that scenario in play, what's going to happen? They're never going to ask any questions. And maybe this woman actually was Mizana, right, before they got, you know, after Eris and before Nisun. Says Rashi, V'shem Asura Hilo. Maybe she's really forbidden to him, right? So what's going to happen? Yeah, how can you just say ein lo tanis pesulim? Now maybe I have the concern that maybe she was mizana tachta. So this answers the Gemara. Amr Shravya could go and shekidesh ubala altar. What's the case? The case was they got married the way we get married today, right? They did kiddushin and they did nisuin and then they went home that night and finished. And there was no time, right, between the eris and nisuin, and that's why in that scenario we don't have that concern. Fine, but
that point again. That last point again.
Yeah, so the point is, our concern is, once we start with this, like, you know, she was had Nisuin already, so you should assume that she was, you know, a Bu'ula, in which case, there's no Tanis Basulim. If that's true, mm-hmm. then we're gonna be in a scenario where you're not asking any questions. Not asking any questions, you could be in a scenario where she was Mizana Tachtav. So we say, that question only comes up when, in their normal scenario, which was, you have Arison, you wait a year, then you have Nisuin, and then they have Tashmish. That whole year, there's the possibility that she's Mizana. But so the Gemara says, so what they did was what we do today, which is Eris and Nisuin right next to each other, and there was no time in between. And then they have Tashmish that night. So there's no window for that to have happened. And that's why we're not concerned about that too. Fine. Meaning, in a scenario where you did have that long pause, there would be more of a reason to ask questions. But then that says the Gemara v'ike demasni lo amasnisin. But now there's others who take this whole conversation and they connect it not to this brisa but to our original Mishnah, which talked about besula amana gerusha v'chalutza bin nisuin subas amana, right? Ve'ein la tanis besulim. It's a very similar case. Our Mishnah talked about a besula, right? A woman who is a besula from, you know, she's an amana, she's a gerusha, she's a chalutza. We don't have Eidim in that case that she didn't have Yichud, but she's considered, we assume that she's a Basula because he died before she ever really, you know, before they ever had Yichud, etc. So, and there are those who had this conversation between Rabbah and Ravashi on our Mishnah. And it goes like this. So, Ikni Masla Masnisin, Basula Amana Grusha Chalutza Mina Nisuin, Subasan Mana Vein Tanis Basulim. So again, same... So what's the scenario? Besula mina nisuin heichim ishkachasa. What do you mean besula mina nisuin? What does that mean? She's a besula, but she had nisuin. How did that happen? Kigo and she nichnas ala chuppa v'lo livela. Right? They came to the wedding. They had nisuin under the chuppa, set in the glass, and he has a heart attack and he dies. Right? They never have yichud. So Amaraba. So again, so this is the same conversation. So Amaraba zosaberes kinsa bechesas besula v'nim says beula k'suba salmana. Same case, right? It's a case where you should. The next time she gets married, right, she's assumed to be a basula. Turns out she's a ba'ula. We said, ain lo tainas basulam. He can't argue against her, and she still gets 100. Right? So you see another example. So you see this. Our mission itself should be a good example that when you think she's a basula, it turns out she's not. She doesn't get 0, but she gets 100. So Ravashi says back, la'oma im lacha ba'alma leislekal. Maybe I say no. Generally, the rule is ain lo tainas basulam at all. I mean, the general rule. What's different in our Mishnah? Shani hacha, sharei nichas salachupa. This case is different, almost the same exact language, right? She had, lemaisa, she had nisuin. And whenever a woman has nisuin, so then already there's like more of this, you know, wavering on this idea that she's really a basula. Okay, you saw that she didn't have a yichud. Okay, but lamaisa, any woman who has nisuin makes this word. So Gemara asks the same question. So, but then if you say that you're not going to have any worry about her being, she was supposed to be basula v'leicha shevatach of zinsa. Same question. Maybe I should. Then we're not going to Bez Din. I should be nervous. Maybe there'll be scenarios where she really was Mizana. Amar Rav Shravia could go to Shakide Shubala Alter. Same case. So the answer is yeah. But that so our case must be that they had Nisun and Arison right next to each other and had Tashmish right away. So that part is not a problem. Okay, fine. The bottom line is one approach is using our Mishnah as a proof, right? That a woman who you thought was a Basula, turns out she's a Ba'ula, doesn't get zero, but she gets 100. Right, and one's using our Mishnah, one's using our Brisa. What's the difference? The difference is that the Mishnah says the general case where she was already Nisais, but she remained a Basula, and our Brisa talks about a case where she had Eidim that she didn't have Yichud. But it's the same. It's basically the same exact case. So the Gemara explains why it's not exactly the same. Mandi Masin La Brisa Kol Shekin Mas Nisin. Right, one who wants to learn everything from the Brisa, right, where she had Eidim, right, and when they have even in the case they have Eidim that she didn't have Tash, that she never had Tashmish. Never yichud. Nevertheless, you get. She's going to get 100. So kol shekin masnisin. So then, certainly in the case of the Mishnah, where we don't even have edim about it. So in that case, for sure, she's going to get. At least we have this possibility of this back and forth to say. Maybe she should get 100. Uman de masna masnisin. But those who learn from the Mishnah avala brisa lo. Right. But when it comes to the case of the brisa, it may not agree because the case of the brisa is a case of edim, right? Mishum de matzi amrla ana edim samche, right? Meaning in the case of the brisa, I get it. I understand. You might have said, I get when it comes to Mishnah when there's no edim, you might say, the brisa she had nisuin, she had to be more careful. But when it comes to the case of the brisa where you now have edim there, so that in that case you might be able to say, there's no back and forth here. In the end of the day, there's edim that she didn't have yichud. I should assume that she's a basula, and that's why in that case I would not be able to say, she gets 100 still. What do you mean? I had edim literally that she wasn't mizana. So let's just start the next one.
If you have edim, then you have proof that she never had relations with a guy, right?
I mean, you think you do. Yeah, it's a pretty good.
How is that a kol shekin?
The point is that the
how is that a stronger?
Meaning, it's stronger in the sense that there's less room to have the conversation to say, at least she had nisuin, so you should have assumed that she may have had tashmish.
Nothing, right?
Yeah, meaning, right, and therefore she should get nothing. Meaning, maybe you'd say, there's edim. When you have, she got married, she had nisuin, so okay, in that scenario, maybe I would think, you should still be some assumption, maybe she wasn't a basula. But in the case you have edim, you could argue, what do you mean? What should I be assuming? There were edim that she didn't have yichud. So if I have edim, it's the best proof in the world. And maybe in that scenario, that's not a reason to ever, assume that she should get 100 stuff. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up the Mishnah.